Think of some of the words that come to mind when you hear Christmas. Joy, celebration, birth, life, light, hope. All of these feelings, these emotions, these states of being come to us from the carols we sing and the stories we tell, the art we view, the movies we watch. But I'd like to offer another word for your consideration, one that is drawn from Scripture itself, one that is offered to us by Luke. And that word is terror. The terror of Christmas. Sounds like a bad movie, doesn't it? The terror of Christmas. But if you were listening to Luke's account of that wondrous night experienced by the shepherds in the field, you will recall that when the angel appeared in the heavens above, the shepherds were scared witless. If you look at the Greek, it says literally, they feared a fearful fear. Terror, fear. Do these sound like Christmas feelings and emotions? Perhaps not to us. But these were reasonable responses on the part of the shepherds to what happened. Indeed, what are the first words out of the mouth of the angel? But don't be afraid. He had a sense that perhaps appearing out of nowhere to these men who were minding their own business and not bothering anybody might have been unsettling. Encounters with the holy and the sacred can do that to us. The angel wants the shepherds to calm down, to set aside their fear, because, of course, he has a message to share. It is a word of hope. It is good news. A Savior has been born. And he can be found in the city of David. And making clear that he would like the messenger, the shepherds to go see this Savior, he shares signs, saying that the baby has been wrapped in bands of cloth and lies in a manger. Then to punctuate his news, a heavenly host appears, offering a hymn of glory to God. And then the angel and the host just disappear, leaving the shepherds alone in the field. Now, their response here is fascinating. I don't know about you. I have never actually seen an angel appear in the night sky, let alone an entire heavenly chorus. But I suspect if I were, I would need some time to process this, to try to make sense. I don't know that I would be of much use to anyone for a while. But the shepherds, fearful at first, are excited now. They want to investigate. And yes, while they've been given signs, and they've been told what to look for, they don't know what they are going to find. They don't know what this baby's going to be like. They don't know what kind of reception they're going to receive. Shepherds were not particularly welcome in town. But the shepherds, regardless of how they might have felt, whether they were anxious or excited, whether they were fearful or curious, all knew they needed to go see the baby. So they went from their place of familiarity, the field, and headed into the unknown. Any expectations they had left behind. Of course, they encounter the Christ child, and they are transformed. They become the first evangelists. They go out and they share the good news of what they have seen and experienced. Their world was turned upside down, and they rejoice. Are we ready to have our worlds turned upside down? Christmas is often about tradition and nostalgia and comfort. We like routine. But here Luke is telling us that the arrival of the Christ child, while most definitely to be celebrated and to be understood as a cause for a great joy, is also to be recognized as a disruption. On that night long ago, heaven and earth, different parts of God's one creation, came together. And the focal point of that merger was, of course, in the baby born that night, when God chose to come to be among us, to be one of us, to walk with us, to live with us, to love us, to depend on us. God came not as some great conquering warrior, but as an infant dependent upon the care and nurture of others. God came seeking love and relationship, and in doing so, invited us, as he continues to invite us today, to do the same. On this night, we remember the event that our church says took place in history 2 millennia ago. But our faith tells us that this wasn't simply a moment in time, a point in the past, but that it is a reality that is still unfolding here today. The Holy Spirit is here in this place as we worship, filling us and touching us, calling us into community with one another and the wider world. This is what Christmas is all about. John tells us that on that night, light broke through the darkness. And we confess that the light still shines. And how our world needs it. You and I can experience that light. You and I can bear that light to others. But only if we are willing to be like the shepherds. If we are willing to take risks, step out of our comfort zones. Oh yes, we should treasure memory and traditions and the things that ground us. But we should also be willing to be scared, to go to places unknown, to let God lead us forward. For if we are willing to follow, who knows what we might find.